Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Just said K. Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Got a pick of the week, or should I say a pick of the year?
Is it your nose?
It's not my nose.
All right.
But it could be if you wanted it to be, I guess.
What does that even mean? Are you flirting with me right now? What's happening?
It means whatever you want it to mean, baby.
I swear to God, this is the most awkward flirting I've ever been a part of.
Go over to
DraftKings
Sportsbook.
And I've been a part of all the flirting that I initiated in my life.
Bet on TCU to win the championship.
Sick.
That's my pick of the week. Georgia and Ohio State ain't shit.
Word.
That's what I'm going with. You can do it all with DraftKings. When you go over there, sign up for a new account now, bet $5 on any NHL team to win their next game. When they do, you get $150 in free bets. So jump on that. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See the show notes down below for details. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Avs lose to the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-2 in a game that, honestly, even when it was close, this was never really a competitive hockey game. Let's be real. The Avs played like garbage, and it looked like they played like garbage. So, yeah.
And it ended up with the score like they played like garbage.
Accurate. Not really, honestly, a ton to say about this game. If I'm being real with you, the Avs played terrible, and we'll break it down. But these were two teams on two very different levels for the most of the night.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking, I think this is one of those two things are true games.
Definitely.
Toronto was really good, and the Avs handed that to them.
Yeah.
Both things.
Did not make this a difficult game for the Maple Leafs to win at all. Not even a little.
I have some concerns about
about
coaching as well. At home games,
let's just start matchups. Let's start there. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't understand why you're putting out your third D pairing against the Leafs' top scoring lines. Like, at no point should they be on the ice when you have those changes.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It certainly didn't work. Englund got not have a good game, put it that way.
Well, and like,
but why is he even out there?
Sometimes that's a thing that like can happen.
Sure.
But multiple times in a row means you're playing into this.
Yes.
You've chosen this.
Yes.
Why?
Well, and especially, right, like this is an at-home game. Like, you get to choose who's out there. This isn't because, like, if you were in Toronto, that's what they'd be trying to do. Let's get these matchups right now.
Yep.
And the Avs bench was just like, here you go. Have fun.
We'll give you the matchups that you guys want on the road.
Yeah.
Feast away, big fellows. Nom, 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 nom.
I mean, it just felt like everybody was asleep, even the people on the bench.
Yep. There was a lot of sleepiness. I've harped on this a lot, I feel like, in my videos. AJ, you brought it up during the watch along. At what point are the slow starts a problem?
Now.
Yeah.
So what?
You know, after a couple of games, you're like, look, teams go through ebbs and flows, but you are talking about weeks now of slow starts, putting them behind the eight ball.
Well, and if it's a slow start and you come back and win games, you know, a bunch of times, it's an issue.
Which they've done.
Yeah, but it's an issue. But when you start losing games and you're never back in it, it's an issue.
The thing is, like, I think this game is a perfect example of it. You can get away with slow starts against a Montreal, whoever.
Yeah, even a team like the Islanders.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they were down 2-0 to Nashville halfway through that game.
But you get...
like these, like, average, mediocre, below-average teams.
Yeah. You can get away with it.
Where the injuries... Where the Avs' injuries issues are right now, the Avs are that caliber of a team.
Yep.
A little below average overall, but with a couple of superstar players that can do some special things.
But you get up against these high-caliber teams, however you feel about Toronto. Talent-wise, they're certainly extremely high-caliber.
I don't know how anybody argues Toronto's not a top-six team in the NHL right now.
I agree with you, but it's Toronto, so people will bend themselves into hoops saying they're bad.
Yeah, and, like, their postseason failures are irrelevant in this moment. Right now, they're a very good hockey team.
Well, and this is a team that came in last December, too, and crushed the Avs.
And you're looking at what the Avs are currently, and you're saying they might have a chance against this team if they bring their A game.
Yeah, and with the current lineup. If Alexander Georgiev is great, then yeah.
But B game, C game, what they brought tonight, never a chance.
I mean, right from the beginning, that Mitch Mariner goal, like, he is, like, again... England got beat.
Well, your Minnesota came out there. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But just the read and where he was at, he was covering the outside of the net more than he was covering the inside of the net on that play.
Yeah,
it's a bad angle shot that should never go in.
Everything about that play was like, oh, Andreas Englund steps up on nobody and just watches a guy skate by him. And then Georgiev, which, again, this is another pattern we're seeing, is overcommitting to that glove side and getting beat on the blocker.
Yep.
It's been 3 or 4 goals now in the last 3 games.
This week?
Yeah. So
where you're looking at the same goal and you're like...
gotta fix it.
You know the goalie coach is talking to you about this. Like, there's a 0% chance... The UC Parkle is not like, hey, man, you can't do that.
At this point in time, like, get beat short side.
Yeah.
It'll be all right with getting beat short side right now as long as you're, like, somewhere in the middle of the net-ish.
Well, and it's not even, like, maybe his blocker's weak, and okay, whatever. But you go back and look at these shots, and it's not like these are posting in on the blocker side. Dude. He's leaving... this much space of the net.
They're catching nothing but net. Right. It's not even coming close to the post and being like, well, he rang that off the inside. We're a quarter inch to the left, and that thing pops straight out. Yeah. And it's not even close, man. Yeah.
It's just
not even close. He's not playing well.
Yep.
Unfortunately, nobody really in front of him played well tonight either. So, and it's not just the usual suspects. It's not Andreas Englund just having a bad night.
If Georgiev is tired now, they have a huge problem on their hands. A huge problem, because his workload just hasn't been that significant. Again, the 3-day break that they just had is the same number of days off if they would have just skipped a start.
Yep.
It's exactly the same.
Yep.
Well, in the first period, was it 2 goals on 9 shots?
Yeah, I mean, it was not a lot.
Not a lot there.
And
it's not good.
It's just tough. You look at this first period. Would you say anyone not named JT Compher played well in that period? I mean,
JT Compher, like, does he play well, or does he just get the goal?
I mean, he
makes one play.
He had multiple other good plays, I think, and to the point where he probably should have had a goal earlier in the period, but didn't play well enough. But you're talking about a guy who was at least involved in offense in a period where the Avs had a dearth of it heavily.
All right. I won't argue this tonight. It just doesn't matter enough.
That's definitely true.
It just doesn't matter enough.
Definitely true.
Whatever.
And let's talk about this, too, because I struggle with this. You see the Avs just play terribly for the first 35 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And then you see the knob get turned up a little bit. how much of that is just that do that from the start, and how much of that is Toronto's backing off the gas?
Yes.
Right. It's both. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's 100% both, because Toronto takes the foot off the gas, but then the Avs also start just playing with energy.
Yep.
You know, and when the Avs use their legs, when they play with energy, when they play with determination, when they play with purpose, the Avs are the Avs. Like, we see it. Even when they were overmatched talent-wise,
yep,
we were watching their bottom six just outwork teams, just outskate teams. That's how they're built. That's what their identity is. They are a team that has to play with intent. And when they get lackadaisical and they're not moving around and they're not playing with energy, they look like they did tonight. They look like they did two nights ago against L.A., although I think the game against L.A., because of how it ended, has gotten, like, heavily skewed on how the Avs actually played.
Yeah.
Because the Avs were good 5v5 against the Kings. It was everything else that was a problem. And then tonight, they just weren't good.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Like, when you're playing a more talented team, which right now Toronto Maple Leafs are...
undoubtedly.
You have to take away time and space, and that means you have to hustle. You can't be the Avs of just, like, we're going to out-talent you here. Yeah. We're going to out-grind you here.
That is the frustrating part for me of the first two periods of this game. Andreas Englund gets beat. Okay, yeah, the dude's probably an AHLer playing against...
Ben Myers takes a penalty that... It's not a good penalty.
Yeah, look who's taking, like, what we're talking about.
And you're fine with that, but you look at the rest of those periods and you're watching every single Av just get beat in puck battles, just not engaged physically, just not doing the things that need to be get done.
Nathan MacKinnon comes back and Mikko Rantanen completely disappears.
Ghosts, yeah.
Completely disappears from the first game.
Yep.
Like, you don't, all of that backpacking and all the determination and all the heart and grit. And all that effort that he'd been throwing out there every night, he was like, oh, Nate's back. We're good.
They've got to split him up.
I mean, at this point, I don't think they can, because they absolutely need to maximize what that line can do for them.
They just need Mikko to be
but
Mikko.
If Mikko is but if Mikko is deferring too much to Mac,
yeah, and if you put him on a different line, does he have a different mentality? Or have you now just taken away your best advantage?
Yeah.
Because that's where I see, theoretically... where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But it's also like the feather in their cap. Every game they walk into with those guys together, their top line is better than the other
top
line.
Game time decision type thing? You get two shifts in and you're like, Miko's fucking off tonight.
That's 100% a read the room. And you're like, okay, we need Mikko to get back to being the moose that we saw for the last month. Go out and then put him on a different line. Put him with Evan Rodriguez. And have Lekkonen continue to be MacKinnon's adult. And then figure out the rest around them, right?
Yep.
Like, split it up however the hell you want, man. Like, put it together whatever way you're after. But, and if it works, you roll with it. And if it doesn't, then you have to go back to it.
Yeah.
You have to go back to stacking it.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine with that, man. Because, you know, there have also been games where those guys come out of the gates, like, first shift of the game, and those guys run down and they... three scoring chances, and you're like, oh boy.
Not breaking them up on that
night. It's going to be one of those nights. So, they all this talk of them missing the playoffs, indeed, they're not even halfway through the season. Stop.
Like, so the first half of that, if they do not change, there's still 5-6 dudes on IR that are going to change them significantly when they come back. Like, they will change, full stop. Anyway. We are brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. If you're local, come on down to the DNVR bar. We got $3 beers, wells, and wine starting in 8 minutes up through New Year's. So cheap party time down at the DNVR bar for New Year's tonight. Come on down. Get yourself some Breckenridge.
Before we get out of here, I'm grabbing
one. Oh, yeah. We're grabbing something.
We're going to grab a drink, and then we're going to toss it back, and then we're going to go party.
It's the way it goes. We are also brought to you by the amazing people over at whatever this ad that's loading on my phone right now is.
It's all the amazing folks over at one of our favorite sponsors that we 100% know the name of, and it is...
FOCO.
FOCO is actually super awesome.
Go over to FOCO.com.
I mean, I would have said that regardless.
All your sports merch that you want.
They do rule.
They have bobbleheads, which I'm just not a bobblehead guy.
Same.
But I'm really into all their like niche, like the Crocs and the blankets,
yeah,
and all of the other weird stuff that has like sports merch on it. So that's what I'm here for. You can get it at FOCO.com, whether you want the bobbleheads, other merch. They've got the Avs covered, of course, all your Colorado sports, and even all the sports around the country and the majors ones. So be sure to go check them out. FOCO.com, the DNVR code gets you free shipping as well. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
This is really good.
You do that every show.
Not every show. It's been a while. It just feels abnormally good. It's good and coarse on my hands. It feels good.
All right.
I like it.
This game felt coarse on my eyeballs.
Well played. Well played.
Not quite as good feeling. This is a weird game because I think maybe the most frustrating comments I saw from chat and Twitter was it felt like the Avs were in it. They get a good break on the second goal of the game where Taves just throws it out in the middle and it goes off Austin Matthews and in.
And that really matches good break for good break because
right.
Toronto had a gift of a goal when John Tavares loses control of the puck.
And it just floats
and it
perfectly.
Lands on Michael Bunting's stick and like he just shoots it into an empty net.
Yep.
That's not on Georgiev.
It's not on anybody,
really. It's not on a PK, man. They just got lucky.
I mean, that probably doesn't happen if you don't take the penalty in the first place.
Right,
but
like, you're in a bad position to get unlucky because of problems before then.
Yeah.
In the same way, Toronto was in a bad position trying to defend.
Because of a turnover
with
deep
in
their own zone.
With three guys in front of their own net battling and throwing pucks around and doing all that. Like, yeah, but at the end of the day, each team just gets a very fortunate goal.
It's true.
I mean, well, and taking that penalty 5 seconds into the second period does not feel good at all.
The frustration was, and I was glad that Altitude showed it, that the same thing was happening on the other side and wasn't getting called.
Yeah.
Yep.
Frustrating. Yep.
It's frustrating. Well, and especially with Nathan MacKinnon.
Right.
And you're like, okay, like, there's always a little bit of star treatment that happens.
Yeah.
But also, that guy is in the middle of the ice. At the center of an arena with 18,000 people in it.
Couldn't be more obvious.
You have 40,000 fucking eyeballs looking at one thing. How do you not call that?
Don't know what to tell you on that one.
It's mind-boggling, honestly.
It's a footnote in this game because of how bad the Avs played.
Like,
but
again, just like with the Kings, like, this is not the refs cost the Avs the game. This is not a bad breaks beat them. No, the Avs beat themselves, and Toronto was good enough that they just took the free shit that Colorado gave them.
Yep.
You look at goals 4 and 5, because at 3-2, your game is at 3-2. Yep. You have played terribly. Terribly, and you're sitting at 3-2.
In a one-goal game, and then you just give it away.
And Dennis Malgin, in one shift, has a shot blocked, goes and gets it.
Turns it over
to William Nylander and Austin Matthews
and
with
just
no help.
Doesn't play defense on
with
the
no help, and then Austin Matthews just gets to shoot into an empty net.
Yep.
What in the world?
In a world where the Avs are healthier, that's the type of play that dude's going to the AHL. Like,
well, and
that was a panic mode.
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing.
You're talking about a waivers guy that was traded for a waivers guy.
Yeah.
In a game where, you know, you're like rookie call up, whatever you want to call Ben Myers, and your 10th defenseman on your depth chart and Andreas Englund have made game changing mistakes for you.
But the thing is, what you're asking of those guys is to just not lose the game.
Well, and you're saying you can't make this mistake. Yeah. All right, it's one thing, you know, and Malgin has a crucial role in the second goal getting scored.
He helps create the turnover, makes the play initially.
The whole play that turns into the second goal. Now it's lucky, but again, in a position to be lucky because Malgin makes good hockey.
Wastes it away.
And then he makes bad hockey and gives it away.
Hey, don't screw this up. But go ahead and play against their line one.
There are already too many things working against Colorado to where if you get plays like that out of Malgin, out of England, it wouldn't have even mattered if they played well tonight.
And it is a crucial thing that you bring up that they're just asking them, just don't lose us again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we think that our stars can get us across the finish line. And in a 3-2 game where those plays don't happen. And then the fifth goal is just Georgiev.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Like, yeah. It's so fucking bad from Georgiev that whatever.
He looked so disinterested in this game after that fourth goal. Did you see, like, one of the moves is like when a goalie is given up, where they just come across. There's no, they don't go down into the butterfly or anything. They just kind of skate across. If they would have shot it on net, it was sometime in the second period. I can't remember. You could just tell, like, he was not interested in this game after the third or fourth goal.
Yep.
You can't have that.
It was bad.
And honestly, if it's an overwork, if it's a tired problem, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
That's your starter for the rest of the season.
I don't know how it can be an overwork problem unless he was just wildly out of shape to start the year. Like,
he's never had this kind of workload, but that was the world they chose to live in when they made this decision.
Yeah.
And they managed it early. Like, Frankie played a decent number of those games.
Yep. And I'm sure they'll manage it fine once Frankie gets back, too. But you can't say a guy who just had 3 days off can't go three games every other day. Like, I just don't believe
that's a starter's workload. Right.
I just don't believe that tired was a factor here.
That's where they were. He had played the week before. He got 3 days off, and then he's playing three games again.
Anyway, it's not.
It's also and like it can't. It just can't be an overworked issue. It can't be.
I don't see how it could be, but either way, you need better.
Yeah, and with Frankie, like, he's got a lower body injury.
Yep.
No idea what that timeline is.
Yeah. It's kind of just where the Avs are at right now. And you know, if the Avs lose but they play better, are you maybe a little bit more positive about it? Sure. But I genuinely just don't know, especially this is McKinnon's first game back.
Yeah.
You're letting him in get his... And he wasn't even bad tonight. But
he wasn't McKinnon.
He wasn't Superman. Yeah.
You're talking about a guy misses a week.
Right.
Guy misses a week. It's not a big deal.
McKinnon's been out a month almost.
Yeah. You miss 4 or 5 weeks. It is going to take you a game or two to kind of slide back into the rhythm.
Yep.
Get the timing back. Guys talk about it all the time. It's just... It takes a couple of games to get the timing back.
Yeah.
Back into that rhythm. And he was really, I thought, really dangerous at times on offense tonight. And you saw how teams defend him. They don't defend him like it's taken a game or two for him to get back. They defend him like he's in God mode.
Yeah.
And it created all kinds of space around them. And they just, he just didn't, you know, Mikko kind of ghosted tonight.
Yeah. You didn't get enough from anybody, if you're being honest about the game as a whole.
Yeah, I think you get a 2.9 out of JT Compher. Like, he's like the one guy you're looking around like, can't ask for more from him.
Yeah. Right, yeah. That's about it, really. It's tough every other way around. Which, do we have King of the Game, Yaya? Did you do the thing or did you do the other thing?
Which thing did you do?
Okay.
All right.
Do you have anything to show us?
Yeah, and like... As Chad is mentioning, they're missing 5 guys.
Right.
That's
5 guys, including at minimum 2 top 6 forwards and a top 4 defenseman.
Yeah.
The least generous reading of that.
Yep. So anyway, King of the Game. We have to do this.
Yep.
And this was the kind of game where we were like, we're giving it to Jonas Johansson.
He did not get scored on.
Shutout. Jonas Johansson responds to the brutally bad performance against the Maple Leafs last year by shutting them out with 6 saves.
Very low.
Very low, yeah. King of the Game's not Confer because Confer gets King of the Game semi-regularly anyway.
Do we have these other pictures, Yaya? Because the human beings in this chat need to pick me up.
Here's the first one.
It's pupper season, chat, all right?
All right, that's Rex.
You need some good-looking dogs in your life to be a little happy, all
right?
Look
at that cute face, man.
That's my dog. We just got a print of that put up on our wall for Christmas. That was our Christmas present to ourselves.
Next one?
Yep. There's Sadie.
Yeah. In the
Troy Terry jersey. Yep.
Yeah. Look at that. Shout out Sadie.
Colorado kid, too.
Sadie's not a kid anymore. Sadie's old enough to drive.
He is a Thunderbird.
That's Kirby.
And there's Kirby. Why didn't you send a picture of his crazy eyes? I wanted to see his crazy
eyes.
Because
I get tired of hearing about it. People are always like, that dog's seen some shit. Yeah, man, he walks in on us in the bathroom all the time. He's literally seen some shit.
I didn't send any pictures of my dogs. I got two of them.
You want to send them? Nope. I feel like he would say that and send pictures of his kids then.
Here's all the animals in my house. It's just a family photo.
One of them's here. The craziest of them.
Look, it just wasn't a good game. To the point where there just isn't a ton to break down. You're not going into the Dennis Mulligan play and being like, oh, if you did this, that, or just don't pass it directly to the other team.
Yeah.
That's just a skill thing.
You give that to two of their three best players, and you just let them go to work on Eric Johnson and Alexander Georgiev with the entire zone to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like giving fireworks to a toddler and just letting them go. You think it's going to end well for you? No!
On that note,
unbelievable.
Make sure you get yourself some Athletic Greens. That's my hangover cure for the morning. After whatever happens tonight.
Yeah, you got some clumpy green shit ready to
oh,
rock.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. One scoop in your cup of water every morning to get you go. It'll help boost your immune system. 75 different vitamins and minerals. A bunch of probiotics and adaptogens in it as well. You got to get in on it. It's great for you. A bunch of athletes use it as part of their workout routines. Maybe the Avs should have used some of it before tonight's game to get themselves going. Because they were napping. athleticgreens.com/avalanche to order today. You got a ways to go to midnight here, bud. You can't be doing that. Take control of your health.
Happened before.
When you order on athleticgreens.com/avalanche today, you get a year's supply of vitamin D along with your order. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Looks like we got two super chats to get real quick. $10 from Vaguely Sober with his usual DNVR and emojis. Also saying, Happy New Year's, DNVR crew. Here's to a ridiculous 2023. Much love, Vaguely Sober. And the immortal Drew with another $50. Abs played like crap tonight, but overall, I wouldn't trade 2022 for anything. You guys and everyone else at DNVR has been awesome. So here's to a better start in 2023. That's what I want to do with this third period. Yeah, this game sucked, but...
Yep.
It was a bummer.
Avs kind of won a thing this year.
Yeah.
They did the thing.
Times has been good.
Have you guys spent much time looking back on any of that?
I did yesterday just because of the tweet, but...
Yeah. I ended up in the rabbit hole, too, where I was, like, watching our reaction videos.
Yeah.
I was like telling Z, I was like, oh, here's where I was standing at the start of this game. Because the helm reaction goal is the one that killed me.
Because you were downstairs.
Because I was downstairs, and you could see it starts, and like Michael Harrison's wearing his Cody McLeod Stadium Series jersey.
Yep.
And I'm standing right next to him. And you can't see me. It's like perfectly framed. You can't see me. And then he scores the goal, and then whoever's filming it like walks through the bar, and by the time they turn around,
you're gone.
You can see that the barn door is slid open, and I've already gone up the stairs. And it was so funny to me because I was down there and I was like hugging people and I was like excited, like high fiving.
Expertly dodged the camera,
and I have no idea this is going on, right? Yeah. And it just worked out perfectly. And it was just funny to me to watch that and like the emotions of that moment. And you're like. Here comes overtime. This is going to be crazy. And then you're not.
Yep. Yeah. And then it was over. Late one, $25 from Paper Dolls here says, hi, all. I can't stick around, but I want to say happy early new year. Close enough. Thanks for all the good stuff for both wins and losses. As someone in Ontario, you provide a community to share all this with while being far from Colorado. Highly recommend you all get out to Colorado if you can at some point. But, hey, we're out here for everybody. You don't have to be from Colorado to be part of DNVR. It's why we do stuff like the Watch Along. It's why we got all this content for you.
It's why we are always online.
We're building a community for everybody who cares about the Avalanche.
Yep.
That's the whole idea.
Unless you want to trade Sam Girard, we might have to consider trading you guys to another fan base. How does it feel? I'm just
kidding. Zing!
Just kidding. Maybe.
And look, it's the end of the year, and I really have nothing but positive things to say about Colorado as a hockey team.
Yeah, and like this year's team has been frustrating because you don't feel like you've gotten to really watch the Avalanche do their thing at all. They've never been healthy. The issues have been that bad.
What?
But you don't. It's not even like. Like at the start of the year when they were missing like Landeskog and Helm, you're like, yeah, okay. Like you have to be able to overcome that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is exactly right, but it's certainly close. I believe the Avs finished December 6-7-2.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but awfully, that's a 500
awfully
point
close to 500 for a team that spent most of the month without Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
All the month without Gabe Landeskog, parts of the month without Val Nichushkin, parts of the month without Evan Rodriguez, parts of the month without Bowen Byram and Josh Manson. The
entire month without those
guys. You're right, yeah, for the defenseman, the entire month.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
Yeah, like, is this the standard that we expect from the Colorado Avalanche? No.
Yeah.
The answer is no. But also, like,
it's not the Colorado Avalanche.
This is a pretty compromised version. And again, like, if this is the team that they had built, this is as good as it gets.
Expectations would have been way different if this was the team they built.
You're absolutely not believing that they are an easy end for the postseason. But knowing that they are, look, even if none of the other guys return except Landeskog,
they're way better.
You put back MacKinnon, you put back Landeskog, they're not missing the postseason.
Agree.
100%.
I don't know what position they finish in, but just those two guys, they're not missing the postseason.
All right. Any final thoughts?
I want your guys' okay, not obviously winning the Stanley Cup. Because come on. Like, that's a lifelong memory that we will all, share.
Obviously.
But anything about 2022 that really stands out as, great memories for you guys? Sentimental bunch, I see.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of awesome stuff happened to me this year.
Yeah, I mean, like we could keep it at least work related.
Yeah, I mean, everything is dope. What do you want me to say?
Everything is awesome.
Every day I wake up and I work the coolest job in the world. I go to the bar, I hang out, watch hockey, I talk to people who also love hockey.
Yeah.
Like,
It is almost easy to take for granted that we spend time around people who are as passionate about a thing that we are overly passionate about.
Yep.
And you forget that you're, because we know so many Avs fans who live and die with the team.
Yeah, and
I think it was awesome, the cup run, not just the Stanley Cup, but that whole run, everyone coming in, the vibes at the bar, packed out every game.
And the hope.
Yeah.
And it was it was so much of this is it.
Yeah.
It's our time.
Yeah.
This is our time. This is our team. We're too good. And yet, in it, you still had so many people who were just there's this, there's this, there's this, there's this, there's this, there's this.
Yeah, it's...
And they went 16-4, man.
You
put the entire thing together. And it's incredible, really.
There's no part of it that's bad. Even the Avs losses, it's at the end of the day, the only vibing
loss
with people.
That still makes me sick to my stomach is game 5 to St. Louis.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the only, because it was just such a one man army, Nathan MacKinnon absolutely fucking pops off.
Wouldn't take no for an answer.
Just was I'm this is happening.
Willing
We're
this
getting
team
out
to
of the way. I'm not dealing with another game 7 heartbreak, and then they lose it, and the way they lose it is just a Tyler Bozak nothing shot that beats you. And crazy bounces that are Robert Thomas ends up with goals that he doesn't deserve. Like shit that you just it like all of the like well that's hockey, you know, all happens to you so quickly and it that's the only one. But then you look at the wins where game 4 against Edmonton. You go into the third period trailing by 2.
Yep.
You get down, you give up another one, and Frankie's bad.
Yep.
And you're just holy shit, man. And then that team, like,
just rises.
Yeah.
You remember, because you remember, like, it didn't last long, but that team took the lead in the third period of that game.
Yep.
And that was the, I think, when the way they won that game was when it was like, I mean, I was already like, they're winning the cup, but it was like, for the first time all postseason, the Avs were, it was like, the Avs should lose this game.
Yeah.
They should lose this game. And they were just like,
nah.
Nope. Not doing it.
It's, yeah,
The cup run was like, and like spending it with you guys, and
of
like,
of course,
and there were so many people here.
Yeah,
like, every game it was like people were like giving us hugs and telling us how much it meant to them. And I think when I look back on it, like obviously, you know, given what we've gone through together building it, the company, and with the Avs and it, like that was special for us in a way that people will never really understand.
I've always been proud of what we built, and I love all of this, and I love that we're continuing to build it, but having those visceral reactions, having that many people come up to me in person was like, damn.
Well, and, like, you realize, like, yes, we care about this a lot, and it matters to us a lot. It's why we're here, because we went and did something with it, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there are people that are coming down here just, like, I'm here from the Czech Republic, it's like, shout out Jack.
Yeah, from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
And stays.
Lives in Denver for a month.
Yeah.
To watch a hockey team in a playoff run. Like, an all-time great story. And unbelievable that it worked out for him the way that it did. Like,
DJ Son came out for the final couple cup games, too.
Well, and, I mean, you're talking, like just the way that, you know, the fan base just, like, lifted itself,
willed itself together. Yeah,
that's the stuff that I really remember. Where how special it all was, and it was not so long ago, and that's why a game like tonight has me just
doesn't
not
sting
pressed.
So much. Yeah,
it's just I'm not proud. Look, if they miss the postseason this year, it's a bitter failure, regardless of
and
whatever circumstances. It's a bitter failure. But at
that's
the same,
not
at the
this
same time,
moment's problem.
It, well, at the same time, it doesn't erase anything that happens, and it doesn't take away anything that has happened.
True.
It doesn't erase the ultimate climbing of that mountaintop.
Yep.
Which is what we got in 2022, which ends in a few hours. So let's go celebrate.
All right.
Word.
Blaze, you good?
Good.
All right. We're outie. We love you all. We will be back on Monday with the game. We're off tomorrow. Obviously, I think. Oh, maybe we might. I don't know.
I don't think we're. I think everybody has Monday off.
Yeah, I don't know when we'll be back, but we'll be back next week for sure.
I don't actually know. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
You know where to find us. Like and subscribe. We love you. Be safe. Have a great new year. We appreciate y'all, and we will talk to you when we see you.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.